Yeah, Suns looking for a win, number 8 in a row tonight on the road at the Utah Jazz, the team they beat two nights ago. An 8 o'clock tip, national television audience. You can hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And it is time for our weekly visit with the Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns, Al McCoy, who joins us right now here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, guys. Nice to talk with you again.
Nice to talk to you, as always. The last two games we have a sampling of with the Suns have been, at least in my opinion, Al, weird games. Indiana came in without most of its firepower. Utah certainly the same. And the Suns more put together than those teams, but games that were closer than I thought they would be. Credit to the Suns for pulling those games out. But I guess that's just the way things are in the NBA these days, isn't it?
Well, I think there's no question about it. With the pandemic, with the injuries, it's really hard to predict any night. And fortunately, the Suns, again, have shown the ability to know how to win in those games. And even though they've had to come up with big fourth quarters, they still have been able to come up with a victory. The other night, of course, against Utah, with the Jazz having all their starters out, you thought the Suns' bench would have a field day. It didn't turn out that way. And CP3 had to play 40 minutes to get the victory. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in Salt Lake City tonight. But it's just been all season long. We've had weird games like you just described, Vince. No question about it.
Yeah, and yet they still find a way to win the majority of these games. What do you think about Chris Paul having to play 40 minutes in a game back-to-back against an opponent that had none of its starting five? Does that kind of stuff worry you, or do you think that Chris Paul has got such command over his body and his health that he can sustain that kind of workload?
No, I think you're taking a real chance of playing him 40 minutes. It's not that he's not in great condition or a great physical specimen. He is, but things happen. An ankle turns over, a finger gets jammed, as we have seen with players in the last few games. So you would certainly hope that is not going to continue, because I just don't think you can play Chris Paul 40 minutes every game and just get away with it. Now, the Suns still have a lot of players out tonight, mm-hmm. but the bench still is a plus if they play up to their expectations, obviously.
Al McCoy, the Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns, joins us Wednesday mornings. It's called Al About the Suns here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Devin Booker has also found himself in an interesting stretch of games where he was ice cold, then got red hot, won the Western Conference Player of the Week, as you know, Al. And the last two games, he struggled against Indiana in a win and shot the ball a lot against Utah for a low percentage, and it wasn't his most efficient game. But I look at it this way. When we're talking about Devin Booker having a bad game and ending up with 33 points in a win, that's a complete 180-degree opposite of the way it used to be when Devin Booker had a bad game. What can you say about your thoughts on his recent development, Al?
Well, he has been a little up and down with his shooting, but I knew he would come out in that last game in the opening quarter strong, and he did. He had 17 points in the mm-hmm. opening quarter. As you mentioned, he wound up with 33. But the thing that was encouraging to me in these games when he hasn't shot the ball the way he is capable of is that he stepped up his other parts of his game. He played defense. He rebounded. He was tough and hard-nosed. And that certainly, I think, had to be an inspiration to his teammates. When D. Booker's shots weren't going as they normally do, he just stepped up the other parts of his game to make a big contribution. And then, as you mentioned, he still wound up with 33 points in the win over Utah.
We were talking earlier about what were some of the best general manager performances in Suns history. And when we began to talk about Jerry Colangelo and maybe the acquisition of Charles Barkley that was so instrumental in the early 90s, what's the most impressive thing to you about James Jones winning Executive of the Year and then getting himself a contract extension? When you look at the job he's done, what really stands out to you?
Well, I have to tell you this. His emergence has not surprised me. I got to know James quite well when he was playing with the Suns, and I knew this was not just a good basketball player, but a highly intelligent student of the game. Just in talking with him during his playing days, you got that feeling. So it was no surprise to me that he was able to step into the role he has and really go forward. And that's exactly what he's done. He's an outstanding surveyor of the game. He's an outstanding student of the game. He evaluates players as well as anybody that's ever been, I think, in the Suns organization. So I wasn't surprised how he was able to step up in this role, and he obviously certainly deserved the extension of his contract. He's done an outstanding job putting this team together, no question about it.
Al McCoy is our weekly guest on Wednesdays to talk Suns basketball. We're a little bit more than a week away from learning the All-Star rosters for the All-Star game coming up in February. And look, I've got my beefs on how the All-Star voting works from the fan aspect of it. And I think the players with the biggest names and the biggest markets are always going to be the starters. But Chris Paul and Devin Booker, in my mind, are both no-brainer Hall of Famers. Yet I always have this uneasy feeling, Al, going into this process that one or both of them could get snubbed. That can't happen, can it?
Yes.
Yeah.
just the way it's set up, as you described, Vince, it's just the whole game and the whole All-Star thing is just out of whack. I mean, the big markets are always going to get their players in. You're going to tell me Golden State hasn't been pushing for Thompson to get in? And I mean, it's just a publicity thing, and obviously both Booker and Chris Paul belong there. Chris Paul should be a starter, and it's just kind of a publicity thing, and who knows what's going to happen. They certainly both deserve to be there, no question about it.
Yeah, and I think Chris Paul, I would be disappointed if more MVP consideration doesn't come his way this year, because I think that the more and more he continues to do what he's doing, especially if the Suns create some separation in the West and are clearly the best team in the NBA, I don't know how much longer you can ignore that kind of stuff when it's right in front of people's faces like that, Al.
Well, you guys would find this interesting. A couple of days ago, I got a phone call from a writer in New York, and he said, we were just talking here in New York, and it's hard to believe that, you know, Chris Paul, it doesn't get much recognition around the NBA for the great job that he's doing. And this writer asked me, do you think he's an MVP? And I answered by saying, what is an MVP? Isn't the most valuable player to his team? Is that what that award is all about? And if Chris Paul is not the MVP to the Suns and what he does in the NBA, then I don't know what that MVP title means.
Yeah.
To me, he's certainly a candidate.
Yeah, I agree with you, Al. Thanks so much for the time, as always. We will look forward to talking to you next week.
Hold on. Barry Bonds belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Amen,
no
brother.
About it.
Tell us more.
His dad, Bobby Bonds, played for the Phoenix Giants. I took him to the airport when he was called up by the big club San Francisco. Barry belongs.
All right. How about
right on the money.
How about Roger Clemens now?
Well, he's in that same category.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball has different rules for different people, apparently. And how that voting goes for the writers, I never understand that either.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that's another show.
Stupid writers.
Now, you could say that, Vic, at one time. You can't say that anymore.
Al, always a pleasure.
Thank
we'll talk
you,
to you
Al.
Next week.